Welcome to 30 and Counting. This is a microcast following my life from age 30 and beyond through technology, writing, to entering parenthood. So today I want to talk about dark mode. Mac OS has recently released an operating system that has a dark mode built into it. But iOS still does not have any kind of universal system-wide dark mode. Of course, enterprising developers have gone through and created settings within their apps that allow you to switch between light mode and dark mode, sometimes multiple themes depending on the app. So it's becoming very common for apps to have light mode or dark mode. But the way to switch between those has basically fallen into two camps. One, you set the theme of the app that you want and you just leave it. Regardless of if it's light or dark, you just leave whatever app. You know that, okay, this app I tend to use at nighttime or in the dark, so I'm going to go ahead and just leave this as a dark theme because I like it better or because I use it in the dark. Or you actually have to, open the app in the dark with blinding white light and then you switch the theme and wait for your eyes to adjust. The other option that some apps have taken, for example, OmniFocus, has the ability for you to set that when the screen is at a certain brightness or lack of brightness, it will switch between dark mode and light mode. So when the screen of your phone is darker, you'll have dark mode. When the screen of your phone is brighter, you'll have light mode. They actually let you adjust at what point it switches between dark mode and light mode on your phone. And since most iPhones nowadays, unless turned off, automatically adjust their brightness based on ambient light, that's been a way that OmniFocus has kind of figured out that they can adjust dark mode and light mode based on the brightness around. And that's all very good and interesting. But it occurred to me that Apple has given us the tools to actually create our own system-wide dark mode. And so the question is, how would you do this? Well, as I'm thinking about my app Indigenous, I realized that I was thinking through what different types of shortcuts I could add. And I thought it would be really great if I could create a shortcut to be able to switch between light mode and dark mode. By shortcut, I mean Siri shortcuts, which are things that you can either A, activate via voice in iOS 12, or B, you can open up the Apple Shortcuts app from the App Store and create multi-step shortcuts where you can call shortcuts from different apps to create a series of actions that you can activate again by voice or by just tapping on the shortcut either in a widget or on your home screen multiple different ways in order to activate that. So then it occurred to me that you could go ahead and you could create a multi-step shortcut on your phone that, for example, I could create a dark mode shortcut, and then it would call all the shortcuts for apps that present a Siri shortcut for dark mode. What this would mean is, for example, I could have OmniFocus, Castro, my podcast player, Working Copy, which is a Git app, all of these different apps, Indigenous, my app, I could have all of them turn on dark mode in the background by activating this one multi-step shortcut command. And if I wanted to activate light mode, I could then go ahead and create a similar one that activated the light mode of all of the apps. I realized this would be really cool because, first of all, just by voice, without touching anything, you could have your iPhone switch all the apps that were compatible between light mode and dark mode. So if you knew you were about to turn out the lights, you could just say, hey, voice in my phone, dark mode. And it would just switch all the apps that were compatible to be dark mode. I think this is a really great option, and so I went ahead and I created wrote a blog post on my website and created an independent website to encourage this idea. It's iosdarkmode.com, and so if you go to iosdarkmode.com, which I'll have the link in the show notes, I have basically an open letter there to developers encouraging them to adopt this policy of creating serious shortcuts for dark mode and light mode or any theme variations of their app. And that way we can all come together and create system-wide light mode and dark mode on our phones. I went ahead and sent that article to some various app developers that I follow on Twitter, and I've actually gotten a pretty good response. Again, I didn't send it out to a whole bunch of people, just kind of pinged some people that I follow. I already have basically commitments from Supertop, the developer of Castro, that they're going to integrate that into Castro. I also got Anders Borum, who makes Working Copy, which again is a Git app for development and stuff. He's going to go ahead and add that, as well as I've heard back from Matthias. I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce his first name, but he makes the Yoink app, which is basically a copy-paste manager that you can kind of share content into from different apps, and it will be stored there. It can sync between Mac and iOS, and it's basically an easy way for you to like throw a photo or throw a link or throw text or throw a document into this shelf, I guess, rather than copy and paste. It's kind of a digital shelf you can put data in, and then you can grab that data back out when you need it. So I heard back from him, and he really likes the idea, so he's going to think about it for one of the next updates. OmniFocus has put it into their queue as a feature request, so they're thinking it through and figuring out if it's something that they actually want to do or not. But I feel encouraged with the response already that we already have Castro, Working Copy. Of course, I'll do it with Indigenous. And so I think this is a really great first step. I'm hoping to reach out to a couple more developers and get a little bit more buy-in. And then from there, what I want to do is go ahead and reach out to some of the like Mac Stories and some of the news outlets to see if it's something they would be interested in covering and encouraging, so that they can kind of get this idea out to a wider developer audience than I can on my own. But yeah, so I'm really excited and encouraged. I think this would be a really great first step, and I'm super excited that other people seem to think this is a good idea too. So I've put the link to the article in the show notes, and I just encourage you to go ahead and read through it. And if you are a developer of an iOS app, or you know a developer of an iOS app, I encourage you to consider adding this Siri shortcut, because I think it could really make iOS a much better platform as far as converting between light mode and dark mode. Of course, Apple could add that in iOS 13. They could add it in iOS 14. But that's still, about a year away for iOS 13, 2 years away for iOS 14. And it really shouldn't take developers long to add these Siri shortcuts. And within a couple of months, we could have system-wide dark mode rather than waiting minimum of 1 to 2 years before Apple is willing to add this as a feature. So yeah, let people know, and feel free to give me feedback either at my website or on micro.blog. Thanks. Have a great day. Bye.
This has been 30 and Counting. You can find new episodes at 30andcounting.me. The theme music has been by Aaron Parecki in his 100 Days of Music project. You can check that out at aaronparecki.com. You can find more information from me at my website, eddiehinkle.com. Thanks for joining me, and have a great day.